This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. Started a little tradition here. One I really like. I really like this one, and I find it interesting that tomorrow I have to go hand deliver one of the posters. But you know, we're doing this the day before. But hey, joining us again from Pipe Hitters Union is Lincoln Osiris. Good evening, sir.
Good evening to you, Bill. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm okay. I normally every time I see the news and I see something going on, I'm like, oh, no. But you know, this one right here is not that big of a thing that much right now. But let's talk about, you know, this YouTube shooting. What do you think about this?
You know, Bill, I don't know why we're talking about it. You and I are talking about it. I don't know why we're talking about it as, you know, as a nation. I don't know why it's even in the news. The crazy thing is it doesn't fit the script at all.
No.
It was a woman. She was a Muslim, but it wasn't hate. It wasn't, you know, terrorism. It wasn't even an AR. Just a very upset, I don't know what word I can use for upset, but a very peed off woman. And she showed up to exact revenge. Now, clearly, this woman had issues. Absolutely. And the story's kind of interesting. So this woman, you know, went off a rocker, disappeared. The family called the police and said, hey, she's been missing since Monday. We're worried about her. Well, the police ended up finding her. They talked to her. She seemed okay. So they let her go. Then they called the family and said, hey, we have located her. She seems okay. And reported her location. And the family said, whoa, 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 whoa. The only reason she could be there is because she is upset with YouTube. They've, I guess, demonetized her or canceled one of her channels or whatever. So she must be up there for nefarious reasons. Now, I hate to be the only person to say this, but I can see this one kind of slipping through the cracks. I really can. But she shows up to YouTube's. YouTube starts shooting up the place. I think she shot three people. Didn't kill anyone, thank goodness.
Thank goodness.
Turned the gun on herself. Killed herself. Now, once again, why are we talking about this? People have been committing murder and murdering people since, like, caveman days. Like, way before biblical times. Like, caveman days, people have been killing each other. But this doesn't even fit the script at all. So why are we talking about it? Why is it the number one news story in national news? Why? Because it fits the narrative. And it's timely. That's the only reason we're talking about it. What say you, Bill?
Well, it's not going to get... You know, it's going to sort of fall off, I think, faster than Las Vegas did, which, quite honestly, Las Vegas falling off the way it did shocked me.
That's an entire separate conversation, because you and I could go on for hours and hours about that. I don't know how on earth that fell off. Nobody's asking questions anymore. There are no answers. There's still so many questions to be answered. But I think the only reason we're having this conversation, or this is the number one news story, is because of the timeliness with Parkland. It fits the narrative. And, you know, when you talk about Parkland, you know, where are we now? Well, they've made it clear now that it's not about keeping our kids safe. It's not about, like, what can we do to increase the security at schools.
Right.
It is purely about taking guns. Yeah. They've made it clear now they want to ban, quote-unquote, assault rifles. You know, obviously they're subject matter experts and they know everything because you know, they obviously know that assault rifles are already pretty much banned. You know, and we all know, I know your listeners know that AR does not stand for assault rifle, but many of them do believe that is the case. And, you know, their arguments are ridiculous at this point. You know, they argue, well, they're high velocity and they've got high capacity. And okay, roger that. Good. Well, they're not used for hunting or self-defense. Well, I disagree in both cases. I know plenty of people that use the AR platform to hunt. And many, many people that use the AR platform for home defense or for to keep as a truck gun.
Sure.
And then they make the argument, well, they're weapons of war and they've got no place in American communities. Well, you know what? I will agree with half of that statement. The half I will agree with is they're weapons of war. All right, cool. I'm good with that. And you know what? I will own that. I have been sent halfway around the world on many, many, many occasions to fight a war. And I used a full automatic version of the same weapon platform. I'm good with that. Now, you got to step back for a second and ask yourself, well, I don't care about your argument if you're making it about hunting or self-defense. You've already lost the argument if you're making that argument to me, because the Second Amendment isn't about hunting or self-defense. It is, the Second Amendment is specifically to give you a fighting chance against a government turned tyrannical. And if you're going to send me to war halfway around the world, I'm going to fight a government for the most part. I'm going to fight their standing military. And what am I going to use? I'm going to use an M4. So a fully automatic version of the AR platform. So the Second Amendment gives me a fighting chance to defend myself against a government, a tyrannical government here in the United States. So yeah, I think I should be afforded the same right to use an AR platform. Now it's a semi-automatic version and I'm good with that. And I will do work with an AR. But to say that they've got no place in an American community, that's where I completely disagree, because I think that's exactly where it belongs, in the hands of the people, to give us a fighting chance against a government that is gone tyrannical. How you feel about that, Bill?
Well, you know, that's sort of like you were siphoning off out of my head. So, I mean, I feel pretty good about it. I feel pretty good about it. And that's really one of the reasons we should own semi-automatics, isn't it? Because it's the Second Amendment is about fighting the government. It's not about me going out there and saying, "Wow, look, a black-tailed deer. Let me take him now, Skippy." Or you know, it's not about me. Being able to defend myself against common criminals is a benefit.
Exactly.
It's a bonus. I mean, but the whole purpose of the Second Amendment is about very, very deliberate, bad stuff.
Want to hunt with it, kudos to me. If I want to use it for self-defense, kudos to me. If I want to use it for sporting purposes, bonus. But that's not the point.
That's just our ingenuity repurposing it, isn't it?
I'm good with that.
Yeah. So, you know, I see the part that bothers me. We got about a minute left. The part that bothers me, we already have done this one time. This isn't like we haven't been down the street. We've already had a 10-year ban on what is classified as an assault weapon based entirely the way it looks. So, you know, and it did nothing. And, you know, when we get back, if you want to, we could talk about the real facts.
Talk about that.
The real facts concerning this. I talked about this the other day, so I'm ready to roll with you on this one. So let's do that when we get back. Pipe Hitters Union. This is the stuff where you get out there and you put it on and you're making a declaration. Everywhere I go, people notice the stuff I'm wearing. People are buying the stuff. I've got to go and deliver a poster to somebody that bought $50 plus stuff of Pipe Hitters Union the other day. He's getting a Not Today Antifa poster. I'm going to meet him tomorrow. He's local. So, we'll be right back. My guest is Lincoln Osiris of Pipe Hitters Union. This is Lock and Load.
GTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line. The design for the aficionado, GTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
If you talk, and they will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
From the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. My guest this hour is from Pipe Hitters Union. And I want to say this before we go. His name is Lincoln Osiris. What we're about to discuss, we're going to be throwing some stats at you and everything else. Understand this, that from me and from him, I think I can speak for you on this, Lincoln. If it's one That's one too many. So while we're out there actually, while we're throwing stats at you, stats also are not, that's not hating and not lies, and it's not, it's nothing other than what's really happening. Stats don't lie. So
true story.
Let's talk about facts about mass rampage murder, banning us, you know, how often is the rifle, assault rifle, which is actually, you know, assault rifle, assault weapon is it's a political construct.
True.
It was put together to make you think, you the casual listener, think of, to visualize in your mind, if somebody uses an assault weapon, they're coming up on you, they're probably strapped up, they're going to come in there and kill you so efficiently and so mercilessly because of their dreaded assault rifle, because that thing almost does it all by itself.
Exactly.
Okay, so from this point, let's me and you talk about some facts about assault rifles and these mass rampage killings, as you would, and I'll let you take the lead, sir, please, by all means.
All right. Well, we'll throw some facts back and forth, and we'll see where it goes.
Okay.
So you talked about the ban previously. Well, I'm a firm believer that it did nothing, and to ban ARs again would do nothing, essentially. Now, I say that. When we look at the number of homicides annually, we're looking at about 11,000.
Yes, sir.
Give or take, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now, the deaths that account for, like, the mass shootings that account are about 4% of that overall number, mass shootings.
Well, murders using rifles.
Well,
are 4%.
I'm going to be more specific.
Oh, okay,
so,
okay.
Shootings with all rifles, and that includes ARs,
yeah,
is less than 3%. Yes. Now, let's look at, of all homicides, now, homicides using an AR platform is less than 2%. Less than 2% of that overall number of about 11,000. So that's about 220 people a year that are murdered with an AR. Now, you and I can both agree, and I know everyone listening will agree, that even one death that we could prevent is too many.
Yes.
We should definitely do all that we can to prevent death. But if we were to just ban ARs, it's going to have a very negligible impact. Now, what do we give up by banning ARs? Now, we are stripping millions and millions of people of their constitutional right to keep and bear arms to save about 200 lives a year. Now, you've got to ask yourself, will it really save 200 lives a year? Or will those same people that committed those murders with an AR go, well, I don't have an AR anymore, so why don't I go to a shotty? Or why don't I go to a pistol? If you're to the point of committing murder, you know, everything's out the window. You're going to do what you can do. So I don't think it would even save, personally, you know, this is me, I don't think it would even save those 200 lives a year. I think it would mean absolutely nothing. Now, your listeners know that I run a business. We're a multi-million dollar business. We're sold in more than 30 countries around the world. We're not small. But when I look to make a difference in anything, first I look at the big stuff. All right, where can I make a difference with, you know, thousands of dollars? And when I've explored all those options, then I look at, you know, hundreds of dollars. And when I explore those options, I just keep drilling down to where I'm looking at pennies.
Yep.
And that's efficiency. That's smart. That's where we're making a difference. Now, a lot of people don't know this, but about 150,000 people a year overdose from and die from opioids. That's about 750 times greater than the 200 people that die every year from as a result of an AR. So I step back and I I try really hard. I pride myself on trying not to get caught up in the details, and I step back and try to look at the bigger picture. So I've got to ask myself the question, do they really, really want to save 200 lives, or are they trying to do something else here? So does the establishment, do the elites, do the powers that be want to save our lives, or do they want to take our guns? Because if they really wanted to save lives, there are so many pieces of low-hanging fruit that they could pluck off the tree and have an impact on very, very quickly without stripping us of our constitutional rights. Now, I don't know how easy it would be to reduce that number of people that overdose and die from opioids from 150,000 to what? But I can tell you wholeheartedly that if you really wanted to make a difference, you'd look at things that would have a much more significant impact than something that would have a negligible impact. What do you think, Bill?
I think that in the next segment, I'm going to throw some other stuff at you that I can hear already that, see, for people like me and you who are just creatures of logic, right, we look at some of this stuff and we look at the numbers because stats don't lie. And, for example, do you know how many students die annually just going to and from school?
You know, I want to say it's about 100.
815.
Holy moly, okay.
With another 152,250 that are injured, just traveling between school and home. That's just the traveling. That doesn't take into, like you're talking about the opioid stuff, it doesn't take into effect the older students that, you know, some of them fall victim to drunk drivers or become some themselves. Takes nothing like that into effect. And when we come back, I'm going to throw some numbers at you just to show you how easily the average is swayed upwards or downwards. Well, most of the time it's going to be upwards because there's so few of these true mass rampage shootings across the board. Across the board. And then when I get done, I'm afraid that, you know, I'm going to have to call Earl and I'm going to have to say, you know, give that man a scotch.
I'll tell you what, Bill, it's not often that I'm on the edge of my seat, but I can't wait to get back to the next segment because I've got to hear this.
Okay. My guest is Lincoln Osiris of Pipefitters Union. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load.
My guest this hour is Lincoln Osiris, and we're from Pipe Hitters Union, and we're talking logic because somebody needs to. Are you ready, sir?
I am standing by. I'm itching.
Okay. Okay. I'm going to give you a few numbers. These are pure. I mean, this is straight out of the old John Lott, how can anybody stand to talk to him playbook, okay? And that's not something bad about John Lott. John Lott is most happy with a bunch of numbers, a slide rule, a calculator, an old Texas Instrument one. That's when he's happy, because he loves to crunch numbers, okay? Looking at the last 38 years, the average number of people killed per year in all types of public mass rampage shootings, 3-plus killed, not including the shooter, is 25 per year. 25 per year. Fewer than 1/3 of those are killed with semi-automatic rifles or were killed with semi-automatic rifles. The average number of people wounded per year is 35. Now, remember what I told you about just students, just how many students die just getting to and from school? 815 and 152,250 injured. So yearly, everybody killed in a rampage killing, average number is 25 per year, average number wounded 35. In that same 38-year period, the average number of people killed in schools with a mass rampage killer, 3-plus killed, adult and child over the same period, is 4 per year, or roughly 1 in 10 million. Of the four major school shootings, Columbine, Virginia Tech, Newtown, and Parkland, over the past 38 years in which 10 or more people were killed, 45 people were killed and 47 wounded using pistols, while 44 were killed and 16 wounded with, quote-unquote, assault rifles.
Right.
At Virginia Tech, the most deadly 32 people were killed with pistols. Se-Hung Cho. The Parkland shooter, who used an AR-15, only packed 10-round magazines because for some reason he thought that's all he could pack into his little sack. Now, London just overtook New York City for more murders in a city.
I just read this.
Yes. And they're killed. They're getting killed with knives. They're being killed with knives.
Why are they getting killed with knives, Bill?
Well, because they're not allowed to have guns, but they have found a way. Sort of like you were talking about there, Lincoln. And in an average year, 4 to 5 times more people are knifed to death. 30 times more people are killed by drunken drivers, and 200 times more die from drug overdoses than are killed with, quote-unquote, assault rifles. So my question becomes this. How come every time Trump gets up there with his great haircut and talks about trying to shake down this opioid crisis we got going on, how come we don't get a rally and posters for that one?
You got that right. Like, we've got millions of people coast to coast marching for our lives. Well, number one, I don't need you marching for my life. I'm good. But we've got, 750 times as many people every year die from an opioid overdose.
Yes.
And nobody's marching for that. And, you know, beyond that, I don't see any marches or people demanding that we raise the driving age from 16 to 21 because kids are too irresponsible to drive at that age. And I don't know the statistic. I don't know the number. I'll be the first person to just throw that out there. But I know many, many teenagers die in accidents every year.
School buses have seatbelts?
Yeah, right? I actually read a study about a year and a half ago that said that the reason why school buses don't have seatbelts was financial. It just made them too expensive to outfit.
Now, can I be really cynical here?
Please.
With the Sutherland, Texas shooting, you had 26 people killed, including 6 children ranging from 17 months to 16 years old. And there were no calls for banning guns then.
Right.
Let's take away the fact that the guy that stopped him used an AR-15 himself. Let's take that away. Forget all about that. Just that one incident happened. So we have this where we have a smaller body count, which thank God for that, in Parkland. And all of a sudden, this is the klaxon they're sounding, and I think it was because it was at a school. I think they're looking at the school, and they're not looking at the loss of life. They're not looking at anything, and they're just looking at it because it's a school, because that's where we tug on the heartstrings, and that's why we get after that. YouTube is not going to give this kind of stuff. And I mean, I don't know if you noticed, but like on Fox News today, Parkland is not on the page anywhere on their website.
Right.
You can probably look it up. Their 15 minutes of fame has sunset, I do believe, and we'll see how much longer, if they stay out of the news, because the YouTube thing is sort of a freakish, sort of weird, snowflakey thing. But
I think it's important that we go ahead and note YouTube is also a gun-free zone.
Yeah, without a doubt.
And I say it all the time, but it blows my mind. If anyone has come to terms and have committed themselves to commit murder, they don't care if it's a gun-free zone. What's the point? It's a feel-good move.
Yeah, they're just trying.
Actually does more harm than it does good.
The last thing about the Parkland to Sutherland comparison is that, the Air Force did not report this guy.
Right.
And that's why he was able to buy a gun. Nicholas Cruz, which I, just so you know, in case it ever comes up, I say the names of the shooters because they're the ones that committed the crime. I'm not worried about the gun or the weapon or the tool or whatever. So I say the names of the shooters because they're the ones that get to blame for it. This guy, they missed one thing on this Parkland, or on this Sutherland shooter, and that led to everything. They missed a bushel of stuff on this kid.
Right.
So you had the systemic failure of all levels of law enforcement leading up to this, sort of, and you had just one thing that happened within the Air Force with this guy, and you know that particular crime is leading to this fixed NICS thing that everybody's sort of up in arms about. Nobody's talking about this cop that, and then we had that shooting in Maryland where you had a cop right there, and instead of him saying, I need cover, he said, I need my weapon, and he killed the guy in Maryland after he shot two people, and you got this one cop that's outside cowering looking for a better position. Nobody's talking about any of this. Let's just ban the gun. So, I mean, that's where you know, when I'm in my Spock mode, I just sit there, and I want to go out there and just completely rewrite the Kobayashi Maru.
Well, you know, I can't help but think, I truly, truly don't believe they want to save lives.
Oh, no.
They want our guns. Because, in my opinion, and I like to use logic and reason, I think it's all about population control. And how do you control the population? You take away their ability to resist. Yeah, people can argue that all day long, but we've got historical event after historical event after historical event that support my case.
Yeah, we got 10 seconds before this segment is over. You are just dancing on top of it.
Right.
And we will go there in just a second when we get back.
Roger that.
Lincoln Osiris, he runs Pipe Hitters Union. Nothing but attitude out there, projected, telegraphed attitude from a bunch of people that have brought it and still bring it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion.
I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. Radio.recordedvideo.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Last time on the firing line. Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. And I am chatting with Lincoln Osiris of Pipe Hitters Union. Now, along with the population control, which I have no doubt that that may be a component of it, the other part of it is purely behavioral. And it comes, you know, the biggest reason, and I told Earl this earlier today, I can't remember who it was. It was either the Violence Policy Center or the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence. But one of the Joshes, because both of them are run by a Josh, one of the Joshes said we have to disarm America in order for the progressive agenda to go forward. And if you think. If you think about the progressive agenda, I mean, think about it. They want open borders. They want to they don't want there to be an American culture. They want open borders. They want single payer medical, which is slavery. They basically have taken control of your life at that point. That's what they want, and they know that in order to make that happen, and it's not so much the common garden, owner of guns, although. You know, I think you found this out just the way I found it out. I used to look at guys when I was in the military and think, that guy's going to run. And then I look at somebody else and think, that guy's going to be Audie Murphy. And then it would turn out to be different when, right. You know, when everything was hitting the fan. So while I say that, you know, they'd be looking to take me and you down as far as owning guns, I think they're going to take everybody's guns if they could. It's a logistical impossibility, and this whole campaign that they're pushing all the time is all about guilting us into letting this happen, because they can't make it happen. They can't repeal the Second Amendment. They know that. There's just no way to do it.
I was recently on a plane a couple of weeks ago, and I had a very long conversation with an extremely liberal woman that was sitting next to me. And I was very surprised to have it was a good conversation. Unfortunately, by the end of the flight, she wasn't able to sway me. I wasn't able to sway her, but we were able to have a conversation.
Sure.
Without getting upset or whatever. But something that has stuck in my head is she kept saying repeatedly, can't you just meet me in the middle? Can't you just meet me in the middle? And I said, hold on, I'm going to stop you. Because you might not realize this, but that's how you continue to make advances. We've met you in the middle. And then the line moves and we go a couple of decades and people forget that we met you in the middle. And then say, hey, can you meet me in the middle? And we meet you in the middle, or we give up a step or two. And then there's a new line drawn, and a couple decades later, somebody says, well, can you meet me in the middle? And that's how it gets chipped away, chipped away, chipped away. Now, I gave her a few points and said, hey, when you get off the plane, don't take my word for it. I want you to Google this, this, and this. But and maybe she did, and maybe she didn't. But she had no idea that we've already made concessions. And at this point, I'm kind of to the point where I'm ready to just kind of draw the line and like enough's enough. And I talk about this every week, and it's usually, you know, the example I throw out is the bump stop.
Sure.
I think it's a ridiculous product. I can't stand it, but I'm not giving it up. I'm not giving it up because it's just another way for them to chip, chip, chip.
The part, I'll tell you something about the bump stock. I saw where somebody was, you know, they've started taking comments from the ATF, which I think the ATF, I think there's a 50-50 chance they're going to say, well, this does not make a weapon a machine gun again, because they're taking these comments. But I saw on Facebook where they were showing that the comments were being taken, and somebody who I'm sure is as conservative as the day is long, and probably doesn't own guns but believes in the Second Amendment, started this thing where she was saying, and it was a she, started this thing where she was saying, will the government have them? Will criminals have them? Of course they're one and the same. Then I say we should have them. And that's where part of the problem, the apolitical that are out there that don't want to be involved in it, they vote whenever a president's running, whenever it's a presidential election, they scare me with their lack of knowledge, because I just commented on her. They don't have to have them because they don't have to live by the Hughes Amendment, which I'm almost certain she doesn't know what that meant when I said that.
I'm sure.
But, I mean, when you're out there and you're talking about meeting in the middle, I mean, that you're being quite nice, actually, aren't you? I mean, with the NFA, which came about in 1933, where the tax stamp came in, and $200 in 1933 was a lot of money. So in 1986, when it was no longer a lot of money, then they came out with the Hughes Amendment, which means you and I will probably never own a fully automatic one, although I don't want a fully automatic weapon because they cost a lot to feed. And then with the Gun Control Act of 1968 and everything else, it's not about meeting them in the middle. It's about trying to get back to the middle. There's no middle to meet them from. We've been tugged with them out on the precipice.
I couldn't agree more. And that, I mean, that's kind of my argument. And that's what I tried to explain to her, is that she didn't get it, and it's okay. But I think most people that weigh in on the issue don't get it. They're speaking. Okay. I don't know this kid's name. He's, you know, one of David Hogg's buddies, but he's the one that he was ranting against, somebody that had him on his show, a spokesperson, and he was like, you don't know what it's like to be on the receiving end of an AR-15. I do. I'm a subject matter expert. And I'm shaking my head going, no, kid, you're an idiot. And you're being used, and you're being taken advantage of and manipulated and exploited. And you're a lot of things, but you are not a subject matter expert. Most people that weigh in on this issue have no idea what they're talking about. And I think that just muddies the waters and makes things so much more difficult to make any kind of real change, because they don't want to solve the problem. They don't want to save lives. If they did, we'd be having a different conversation. I keep saying it, you know, over and over and over again. We're no longer talking about how do we keep our schools safe. We're no longer talking about what can we do to, you know, change things in a school system. We're talking about we're coming for your guns. We want to ban ARs. But, you know, we've already lost focus on the bigger problem. And, I shouldn't even say that. We haven't lost focus. They are completely focused on their goal. and their goal is taking guns. It's not to really solve the problem.
Well, I mean, one thing they have not, they've missed, though, is that the House passed something since that rampage happened, and it has no gun. That's their problem. It has no gun control in it. It provides for communication and some other things, which was lacking in this particular incident. Right. And that's as far as it's going to go this year. It's not going to go any further this year. The Democrats
We talked about this last week. Part of that bill that they passed said that they were going to teach or actually educate, teachers and law enforcement professionals to recognize mental health issues.
Yes.
Really? They recognized it many, many times over in Parkland, but nothing was done. So once again, it's a feel-good measure that is worthless.
That's like me coming to you after I see you walk around and me coming up to you and going, you know, Osiris, I think you could run a smoking hot apparel company that throws all kinds of attitude.
You know, believe it or not, we get those phone calls and emails daily.
So it's an interesting time, but the part that the Parkland kids don't get that I think is the saddest thing is I want them to be safe in school too.
Yep.
And the things, and they're pushing back against the things like the trans, the see-through backpacks and the controlled entrance and everything. That is life. That's the way you maintain security. And they don't recognize that. They think they got to have gun control for that. And, okay. And I mean, with the other stuff that's happened there since this has happened, it just makes my eyes roll that it's still happening there at all. Listen, I'm about to run out of time. You're going to be at the NRA meetup, right?
I will.
Well, we'll have to do some stuff when we get there. But if you get out there and you buy $50 worth of Pipe Hitters Union stuff, email me at Bill at Lock and Load Radio. Show me that invoice that you get, and I'll send you a Not Today Antifa poster. Mr. Osiris, thank you for joining me.
Hey, thanks for having me, Bill. It's always a pleasure.
Yes, sir. We'll do it again tomorrow. This has been Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I thank my pops for all the talks and all the wisdom he shared.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.